This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, I'm Stacey Sherman, and I am leading customer experience and employee engagement at a large corporation, Schindler Elevator Corporation by day, and I'm the founder of Doing CX Right by night.
Stacey, how are you involved with user adoption?
A lot. So one of the ways is really from an internal employee perspective and getting employees to really understand and apply best practices to deliver easy and delightful experiences for customers and prospects. Particularly today, we can talk about a digital experience, your website and your apps, but it requires your internal teams to adopt delivering excellence.
Stacey, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
The challenge is when employees don't share the same customer experience metrics as the leader. So for me, as an example, I had my accomplishments, the way I was measured of success was customer satisfaction scores, net promoter score, the likelihood someone's going to recommend. So what happens is when I'm the only one who has that KPI, that metric, others don't give as much priority to improving customer experiences until, unfortunately, they have to have a measurable goal to drive that momentum. But once they do, when I bring the voice of customer, that customer feedback that we collect to employees, that's when we work as a team and the priority is the same. Success has also come from data. So as an example, when I work on a digital website, any .com website, for example, when you make a change to the website, you do testing beforehand. So you'll show two visitors, two different experiences, and then you get the data to say, the call to action button should say XYZ versus FG, I'll just make up, those letters. And so when you can prove that people actually create a conversion or do what you want them to do on the website by one experience over another, and you can show that by data of behavior, then it's easier to get product teams and website designers and the executives at the top to make the changes. So data, use the data, both qualitative, what customers say, verbatims, and the quantitative by showing that conversions on a website, for example. Bring both and you'll have people really engaged.
Stacey, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
Make sure that you get feedback, both customer feedback, I call that voice of customer, VOC, so that you understand, are you meeting customer expectations? And then also marry that with the voice of employee, voice VOE is the acronym, and making sure that you're getting your employee feedback, especially your frontline who talk to customers all the time, marry that insight so that you can really make experiences better, whether it's digital or offline in a retail channel. Listen to what your customers are saying and empower your employees too.
Stacey, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
I have a website, doingcxright.com, and you'll see a lot of information, my blog. I also mentor people to elevate their brand as a professional and companies to differentiate their brands by humanizing business and practicing, applying best practices.
Well, thanks, Stacey.
Thank you.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.